It was so cold last night that the pipes
froze
and
burst.
Okay.
Busted.
Okay, you say I was gonna do something about them, but the pipes had already
broke.
Or had already
burst.
Okay, because the water had
froze.
And if it gets much colder, the pipes will
freeze
and
break.
Huh?
Break.
Or
I'll burst.
Okay. And you say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze.
What if it just froze around the edges?
It just be froze around the edges.
Uh-huh. You ever say it skimmed over or scaled over?
No.
And it's so, you say it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers. You'd say last night we had a
frost.
What if it's harder than that?
A freeze.
And you say it started to rain and the wind began to
blow.
And all night long the wind
blew.
And the wind has
blown.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say it's,
I guess it's north.
Huh?
North.
How would you say that? The wind is
out of the north.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a
south and west, north. Oh, southwest.
Okay. And south and east?
Southeast.
And east and north?
Northeast.
And west and north?
Northwest.
What do you call a wind from the north? Any special names for that?
Northwest.
Okay.
Well, that's like north and west. It's just a northern then for the north. Yeah. No west. Northern is the north. No west is like a northwest.
Uh-huh. Those are the only kinds of winds that are really bad? I mean,
no, they just change directions. It's just colder that way.
You don't ever get a cold or a really bad wind from the south?
Well, in the change of the weather now, anything from the south usually brings in fog and high water.
It usually brings in
fog. It all depends on the temperatures. If the temperature's cold already, then it'll just bring in maybe high water.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's warm and it changes to low cold, it brings in fog.
How can when it's a day like that, do people just stay at home? It seems like you couldn't.
No,
get
you
out
just
in the water
go ahead and do what you do.
The
boats run with radar, and the skiffs, they take a chance, but you got to make a living on the days that you can fish. So if you can fish that day, you have to go.
Well, the larger ships would have radar, but how are the skiffs equipped to handle fog?
If they don't have radar, they've got to listen. And cross your fingers. Like when you cross the river, you might turn your engine off just for a minute to listen where the boats are. Dangerous, but
you mean they go out there and they don't even know if they're fixing to run into another boat or not.
Right. They might follow another boat that has radar. That helps. But it's dangerous. It's rough.
Sounds kind of bad. What if the wind had been gentle and was gradually getting stronger? You'd say it was
getting breezy.
Okay. And if it was getting weaker, you'd say it was
calming down.
Okay. And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a
drought.
And
dry spell.
Huh?
A dry spell.
Okay. A whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down.
Shower. Downpour.
Okay. Is a downpour heavier than a shower?
Yeah, it lasts a little longer.
What about if there's thunder and lightning in it?
It's a storm.
Okay. What else besides a shower? What about something?
A sprinkle.
What's the difference?
Drizzle. Just light rain.
Mm-hmm. What's a sprinkle or drizzle?
Well, a sprinkle and a drizzle is just a light rain. It mm-hmm. just stays a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And the shower lasts a little longer, and then the downpour is when it lets it all out.
Mm-hmm. What about if it's real fine, so you can hardly see it?
Misty.
Okay. And when you get up in the morning and you can't see across the road, you say that's what kind of day?
It's a foggy day.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to ask.